Hello and welcome. In this series, we are meeting a philosopher whose life was harder than most of his ideas let on. His name was Epictetus. He was born enslaved, had his leg broken by his owner, and still became one of the most respected teachers in the Roman Empire. Epictetus was born in Hierapolis, a city built on white cliffs above mineral hot springs. The name we know him by, Epictetus, means acquired. It is the kind of word used for property, not people. He did not choose it. He could not change it. Years later, Epictetus was freed. He studied philosophy under Musonius Rufus. Eventually, he began teaching on his own, outdoors, in public colonnades. Students gathered, not because he was famous, but because he spoke from experience. At your age, this idea is both thrilling and threatening. Thrilling because it promises a kind of freedom no one can take away. Threatening because it means you are responsible for what you do with your mind. Here are three questions to sit with this week. Epictetus started with almost nothing, no freedom, no family, no name of his own, and yet he became one of the most respected teachers in the Roman Empire. How? By discovering that the most important thing about a person cannot be stolen.